I'm like, after 9 months, my junk is the problem? Really? You do know that's like eating a whole pizza, going, that was the worst pizza I ever ate all of. I got a medium penis. Yeah, just medium. It's a bona fide measure, though, from to the base, okay? All right, it's a legit 6 inches. That's right. Nothing to brag about. But it is a sweet dick, girls. It's a sweet dick. Don't get it twisted. I know. That's right. I'll give you cavities, bitch. Yeah. Ravi, this coffee's kind of strong. Here, let me dip my dick in it. Ooh, now it's too sweet. I don't have STDs, but I got diabetes. No. That's so funny. Got a sweet tooth, I'll chip it. Hey, baby, come on. That's right. I heard some of you girls dismissing my 6-inch wand of thunder, and I want you to know that, hey, it might not be the biggest dick you ever had, but I guarantee I put your legs up and throw you a stab, and you're going to know you got your pussy hit in the mouth, okay? You're going to know that. You're going to know that. Don't let the fat fool you. I can throw some biscuits flat out, Jack. Fuck yeah. I know. You'll go to work tomorrow with a smile on your face and a hitch in your get-along. That's right. Your friends will be like, girl, why are you smiling? Sweet dick Ralphie may knock this pussy in the mouth. What? That's right. He tsunami fucked. He did what? He put it into the base and slapped his own ass and let me ride the wave. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Sweet dick. I just tell people I got a medium dick because I know there's black guys in here and I ain't trying to get no race with y'all, okay? You win, black guys. You win. You win, black guys. We've all been to them websites. We've seen it before. Good God almighty, that big horse thing. Jesus Christ. It's like a trunk. Okay? Dick so big, got an elbow in it. Lord Jesus. That's a hog, ain't it? Woo. Wow. Big old thing. I'm sure you've all gotten that email before at work. You know, you want to see something hot, so you double-click on it, and then it's just this veiny, just big-ass dick of death splitting a little white girl like cordwood. Just, and you hit delete, then 12 other boxes pop up. Looks like a Floyd Mayweather fight. You're like, Jesus Christ. I didn't know my computer had this much memory. Holy shit. That's when somebody comes in your office like, ah! Next day, you're in HR for 3 hours filling out paperwork. There was an email. Sure. So funny. A buddy of mine, yeah, congratulations, black guys, on your 12 inches. A buddy of mine, Zach, is a urologist in Houston, and he told me that the average giner depth is 7 inches. So congratulations, black guys, on your 5 inches of dry dick, okay? Congratulations. Yeah. The weird is that the audience interaction after I do this bit, people always talk to me. They're like, Ralphie, you know, my dick's way big, dude. Okay. Some guys are like that, though. And they have to tell you what they've got, you know? This dude was like, bro, I've got 8 inches to the balls. And I'm like, you know, that's not a legit measure, right? He's like, no, it's a legit measure. The fuck it is. That is not a legit measure, bro. That is not a legit measure. Dude, it's a legit measure. The fuck it is. Why is it not a legit measure? Well, not since the eighth grade is it legit, because depending on room temperature, your balls can be anywhere from a quarter of an inch away from you to 5 inches away from you. So what was room temp? What was atmospheric elevation? Okay, I need to know all these things. A lot of factors. Dude, the balls count. No, they don't. Any of you girls ever get balls fucked before? Oh, daddy, put some rocks in my pocket. Come on with you. Put them big ass balls right in me. Come on. My giner meets like a squirrel saving up for the winter. No. I go, dude, if you got 8 inches to the balls and I got a foot of dick, I measure to the butthole, okay? Jesus. That's right, to the butthole, just like you measure a cat's tail. I like that joke too, thank you. It's great to be here. I know, thanks, man. Thank you guys, y'all are awesome. It's a great time, we're having a blast, okay? I'm so glad I'm married, man. I tell you, being single was I couldn't be single nowadays, man. I go crazy. That's my biggest fear, is that my wife will realize she can do better and dump my ass, okay? That's my biggest fear. But I think it's good for a husband to fear that a little bit. If you're comfortable, then, you know, then you might slip up, you know, disregard her. Not me, man. I won't. I tell you, I hate breakups. I hate them. Ugh. Last breakup I had before I met my wife, me and this girl broke up after 9 months. 9 months, okay? And she had the balls to go, you got a little dick. You got a little fucking dick. I'm like, after 9 months, my junk is the problem? Really? You do know that's like eating a whole pizza, going, that was the worst pizza I ever ate all of. That's the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my life. I'm like, really? Look, little, please. I got a toolbox with a tape measure in my truck right now, okay? Trust me, if Stanley says I'm 6 inches, I'm 6 goddamn inches. Bet your ass on that. I think the problem is you've got a large vagina. Yeah. That's something nobody wants to talk about, huh? Yeah. It's hilarious because every guy in here was laughing till he looked over at his girl, and then he's like, oh, that's not funny, that's not funny. This guy's an asshole, this guy right here. It's a total dick. I'm not a dick, come on, man. I am honest, though, I'll tell you the truth, man, you know. I think it's funny, man, that people get all worked up over this, man. You know, they're like, dude, you're total dick. No, I'm not. But what is funny is that women have a shared lie that they commit to, that every giner is the same as it was in high school, super thin and shallow like an upside down thimble. Now, everybody knows that's total bullshit. Okay, because any guy over 26 in here has had to hula hoop a chick once or twice. You know what I'm talking about, where you can't get friction on both sides at the same time, or you gotta rub it up against one side, then back down the other. If you're hula hoop banging, you pretty much have to start up a conversation. You're going to be there a while, okay? It just gets awkward if you don't. You're like, hey, this is a great room. You got a wallpaper in here? Yeah. Baseball just started. Who do you like this year? Yeah, me too. Now look at all the mad cougars in here. Wow! Wow, wow, wow! Yeah, yeah. My pussy still squeaks like it did in high school, fat ass. Okay. Your vagina still squeaks. Okay, yeah, sure. Yeah, anybody remember being a creep in high school and going to the girls' volleyball games or basketball games? Squeak, 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 squeak. You just thought it was the shoes. Nuh-uh. It's that little paper cut janitor meat. That's what it is. Squeak, 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 squeak. I like it too. Come on. Yeah, it would be refreshing for a girl to admit it, you know? Hey, sorry for the lack of great friction. It was my big old gaping, flapping vagina. Yeah. It's these hound dog jowls I've been toting around all these years. That's what it is. Boom, 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 boom. There's a hole in the earth straight down the hill, and there ain't no water in that well, well.